There's been a lot of development in downtown Port Huron in recent years, and one individual responsible for a lot of it, and he approaches all of his projects with a great sense of fun and excitement. It's always exciting to talk to Larry Jones about his latest ventures in downtown Port Huron. He's online with us right now. Good morning, Larry.
Hey, good morning.
I mean, you do have fun putting this stuff together, don't you?
Well, we really do. You know, it's fun seeing so many people in the community, you know, excited and getting excited about their community.
You've got some new lofts planned. Tell us about that.
Well, to go along with the ones we already have in town, we have the Winkleman Building, which, you know, is a historic building. And it's three buildings, 216, 218, and 220. And we have 12 lofts above those. So we just had a little open house, you know, for those. And of course, they've been rented for quite a while. And it was kind of nice that the open house, you know, all the tenants were introducing themselves to each other. And everybody was, when people would come in and like, well, this is my unit and this is my unit. And everybody's really proud of living downtown.
Well, yeah, and that's really something that we haven't experienced much until recent years is downtown living. But, you know, when you populate the downtown area, pretty soon stores and restaurants and public areas all become pretty busy.
And you're so exactly right. I mean, these buildings that we bought a few years ago, you know, up the second and third floors have been abandoned for many, many, many years, which, of course, with that, you know, brings rodents, brings, you know, they're a fire hazard to our downtown. You know, now those buildings are being occupied with tenants. They're all, you know, tore out and re-strengthened and restructured, so they're stronger than they've ever been. Of course, there's now sprinkler systems and fire hoses, you know, in them, and fire extinguishers in the hallways, and so they're, you know, they're just a lot safer buildings. But people love that downtown, community living. You know, if you go to your bigger cities, that's what they do. Is people like to be downtown. They like to be able to go out, jog, walk, see their neighbors. You know, have wine, dine, food. You know, entertainment.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. So loft living is a real thing here in Port Huron. And the Wrigley Center is really starting to take shape, too.
Yeah, it's kind of, I think it's really surprising and shocking people. You know, we went through that long time period in Port Huron that people didn't think anything was going to happen. The mall sucked the life out of the downtown, and the town was just going to die. And it's so untrue. And now with the Wrigley Center and people turn the corner and they're just thighs, you know, wow, you know, it's a four-story building. We cut the windows in that first floor, so kind of the old Art Van building went away. You know, you don't even think of the Art Van building anymore.
For sure.
In the Wrigley Center, you know, back in 1958, they actually put those rounded trusses and built the Wrigley Center grocery store. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, to see that come back alive, and you know, we have 36 tenants going to be living there, plus all their friends and family that they bring into town, that's really going to support some of the shops and the bakery and the candy store and the rock climbing wall and the other restaurants that are in our downtown.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think people are going to be surprised. As you said, they're already surprised just seeing what it looks like when they, you know, arrive, you know, you kind of turn the corner there and you look at there's this big thing where it used to be the Art Van building. You mentioned a few of the things that are going to be in there. What is the Wrigley Center going to be overall?
Well, number one, it's a big entertainment center. We kind of based it on, you know, the city rented a tent each year for Chili Fest, and that tent was 60 by 120. So we were able to, inside of this Wrigley Center, build out a entertainment center that had a bar in it that was 60 by 120. Plus, it had another stage that was off to the side of that. Plus, it had the changing rooms and, you know, bathrooms and a green room to hold the band. So you know, that's going to make a really nice entertainment piece that they don't have to, you know, get a tent set up, worry about the weather, the tent freezing in, you know, getting ripped and destroyed. So that's what we can have, is that entertainment, all year long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, there's going to be, we're looking at a bakery, a candy store. There's a shoe store, clothing store going in. There's a boutique salon going in, which they'll go in. They'll have small booths where entrepreneurs can start up their own little business and do it to the schedule, their schedule, maybe in their family schedule. And there's also going to be food venues, you know, in there where people can maybe get a pizza over here. They can get, a pulled pork over here, a coffee over here, and then kind of join their friends or go up on the rooftop patio and just be able to enjoy that downtown community.
It's going to be so nice. It's going to be so much fun. What's the time frame for getting this all done at this point? Understanding that, I know contractors are pulling their hair out these days over, delays in the supply chain, the workforce, all these other things. So given that, everything is kind of fluid, what's your best estimate for when we'll be able to actually start using the Wrigley Center?
Whoa, did I lose you?
No, I'm here. We're kind of cutting in and out a little bit.
From day one, we have planned 18 months. So next, August, September,
mm-hmm.
try holding to that schedule, even though, like you say, material, labor force, it's very, very challenging in this year. We continue lucky that we can get this job, moving forward.
Well, it is exciting. And Larry, we are kind of losing you here, sort of cutting in and out. So maybe it's a good time to wrap things up. And just, I want to say thank you for joining us. Appreciate the update. We'll be checking in from time to time to see how things are going. But, like you said, for anybody that hasn't driven by the old Art Van building anymore, it's not the old Art Van building anymore. It's the Wrigley Center, and it's really starting to take shape nicely.
For sure. And so it builds excitement for people to drive by and see what it was and what is now is what it is and what it's going to be.
Yeah. Exciting stuff, Larry. Appreciate it again. Thanks for being with us today.